If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. It's 11:35, and Rick, in this segment, we've got the opportunity to talk with Sergeant Susan Connolly from the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, the Mounted Unit. And Susan, the reason this is interesting to Rick and I is last week we had on the experts who talked about training the police dogs. And so now to hear that we've got the police horse people on makes us really fill the bill for just how many animals are involved in policing. So I guess my first question for you is, how did you get involved with this? And tell me what it's like.
Well, I happened to see some mounted officers at a horse exposition in Novi, and I thought, gee, that would be a fun thing to do with a horse. And we further investigated and applied and was accepted. And our deputies go through Reserve Academy training, and then we train the horses every spring.
Now, is there like a everybody wants to get on the horse kind of idea, or is there a rather natural aversion, or how difficult it is to manage everybody's enthusiasm once the horse pulls into the stable?
Well, everybody's pretty enthusiastic. I think horses have that cachet that people are really, really interested and want to become involved with them.
Does it improve the overall morale of the overall police? You know what I mean? Did you see any difference before and after once you started having horses as part of the program? Was it a reward for some?
It is a reward. It's very much a PR type of situation where I've never seen so many smiles. I've never had my picture taken so many times. Nobody wants to pet the patrol car, but everybody wants to pet the horse.
Yeah, and I would imagine that the training that you have to put the horses through are fairly substantial, because bottom line is you've got to imagine that the sound of the people and fireworks and gunshots and all of the other sounds can scare the horse. So what's the training like in terms of that, and even just the little kids who walk up and start yanking on the tail?
Well, since a horse is a flight animal, what you have to do is work with that animal so that you become his leader. You're going to be the head of the herd. And what you want to do is get him so that he looks to you for guidance. He wants you to tell him what to do, and he's more than willing to do it for you. We train approximately 5 Sundays in the spring, plus other opportunities throughout the year, and we try to expose the horse to as many different things as possible. We can't totally expose him to everything he's going to come across, but what you are doing is you are building that bond between the horse and yourself so that he looks to you as the leader. That if something scary comes up and you say, go ahead and face it, he will do that for you.
Susan, how long of a career do these horses typically have in terms of actual police service? And after they've completed that service, then what happens to them? Do they typically join the officer that they were involved with, or what's the story with that?
Well, here in Oakland County, we each own our horses. So the horse is, I would say, on loan to the county itself. So my horse has been with the mounted unit for 15 years. And then when he's ready to retire, I will see that he's taken care of, and we'll still ride and do other things. But they can have a good long time. As I say, mine's been on for 15 years.
Wow.
And he's still got several good years left in him.
And typically what happens, I mean, how often do they work? I mean, I've got to imagine they've got to do something to earn the oats. So, I mean,
yes.
Do they work a 40-hour work week? Are they unrestricted? Help me understand that a little bit.
different counties have different amounts of time that you put in. I would say in Oakland County, I work approximately 30 days a year. In Wayne County, their horses work every day. We're not that fortunate. We patrol four county parks, Paint Creek Trail, which is between Rochester and Lake Orion. We are at the Dream Cruise between 12 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road on Woodward for one of the events. And then any community in the county that has an event coming up that needs us is more than welcome to talk to the Sheriff's Department, and the Sheriff will loan us out, so to speak, so that we work in Oak Park, Clawson, Royal Oak. We'll be all over the place.
So what has having a police horse done for you? How has it changed your life?
You know, it has allowed me to meet some wonderful, wonderful people, both the public and the people that I work with. Excuse me. Our mounted officers come from all walks of life, and then they do become deputies, and it has just been a lot of fun. I ride places where other horses can't go, and I've never had my picture taken so many times. And the children absolutely love seeing the horses. As I've said in the past, nobody wants to pet the patrol car, but everybody wants to pet the horse.
Well, and I would also imagine that when it comes to making an arrest, it's got to be a little bit difficult when you are on horseback. So probably at that point, I think it is better to call in the patrol car, don't you?
Yes, a lot of times they do provide support for us.
And if I remember correctly, you were telling me, Lee, the New York City case, a horse patrol found the bomb that...
Yeah, no, that was the story that came out. Have you heard that, Sergeant?
Yes, I did. I noticed that they did interview the mounted officer, and he was in the right place at the right time, which was very, very fortunate.
And that's one of the things with horses. You know, they can be in the right place at the right time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and it also gives you the advantage of being at the right level when it comes to seeing problems. So,
yes.
Well, thank you so much, Sergeant. We really appreciate your coming on the show and sharing this little insight into what it's like being with the Mounted Patrol. And we really appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Well, it was our pleasure to have you. Rick, in the next segment, we're going to have a good opportunity to chat with a very famous lady, but she's more famous for telling the news than she is for her passion for rescuing horses. But we're going to have a chance to talk with Robbie Timmons coming up right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.